Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the OK Group conference call on 1H 2018 financial results. Throughout today's recording presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Veronika Krichko, and on behalf of OK Group, I would like to start and welcome you to our conference call on 1H 2018 financial results. I would like to introduce the OK team, which is presenting today. Miodrag Borovič, Chief Executive Officer of OK, Armin Burger, Chief Executive Officer of DA, Konstantin Arapidis, Chief Financial Officer, Anton Farlinkov, Head of Corporate Development. We'll start our call with update on hypermarket business presented by our CEO, Mr. Miodrag Borovič. Please, sir, go ahead.
Thank you, Veronika. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. In the first half of 2018, organic revenue generated by OK, excluding the effect of the supermarket business sales, decreased by 3.7%, mostly because of macroeconomic situation and strong competition growth. In the same period, successful performance on operation delivered for us a gross profit margin increasing by 60 basis points, which was driven by successful negotiation campaign with suppliers and positive effect from expansion of logistics centralization. During the same period, we remained dedicated to increase overall efficiency of our business process. Through this, we reached to decrease our personnel cost by 40 basis points. On commercial front, we continue to improve price perception of our hypermarkets with the best value for money concept by introducing a number of marketing initiatives and keeping promo activities at a healthy level. On the 32 of August, we opened a new compact hypermarket in Novocherkassk in Rostov region. And like you know, a couple months ago, we opened our Rio hypermarket in Moscow. And that is in line with our statement for opening in this year. As a result, OK EBITDA margin in the first half of the year increased by 40 basis points, and it was 6.1% in the first 6 months. We expect net retail revenue generation by our hypermarket business to decrease by low single digits in 2018, driven by higher competition pressure, negative macroeconomic dynamics. Also, FIFA World Cup was not favorable for us, then better condition. But at the same time, we expect 2018 profitability to increase in line with growth, which we show in the first 6 months. Now, I would like to pass the floor to Armin Burger, CEO of DA, who will provide an update.
Thank you, Miodrag. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the first half, we had 69 stores in our portfolio. We opened 5 stores in the first half of the year. Our revenue generated grew by 35.3% year-on-year to ruble 6.29 billion. This was supported by growth in traffic and average ticket. And here mainly we increased and were able to increase the items per basket, which was very favorable for us. Our EBITDA, on the other side, improved by 58 million in the first half. The improvement was less than expected due to a very competitive environment and issues Miodrag mentioned already. Also, the FIFA World Cup hindered us to have even more growth like we would have expected initially. Here, we clearly, on the other side, wanted to defend our market position and invested in pricing and invested also in some marketing activities, which obviously costed us money. For the whole of 2018, we see already a less competitive environment. We can see at least on the discount side that the competition releases the pressure. which gives us considerable possibility to improve our margin and also to reduce our EBITDA minus in the second half. Also, will this be driven by store openings, higher turnover, and obviously more store openings and higher turnover means a much better cost ratio in the head office and in all other departments. For the whole of 2018, we expect, as we said before, a growth of around 50% in revenue year on year. This is driven, as I mentioned already, by the openings. In the second half, we want to open 20 new stores, and they're all online already, and will happen. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Armin. Now we're ready to take your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach your equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We will take our first question from Maxim Nekrasov from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for this call. I have actually a couple of questions. The first one is related to discounters. So looking at the loss in discounters in the first half, we're wondering basically, why does it take so long to improve the profitability in this format, especially given a very strong like-for-like that you have been reporting? And also, what loss do you target in 2018, and realistically, when do you think this format may be break-even?
To answer your questions, firstly, we did, due to the changing in the business, open not a lot of stores in the first half. 5 stores was a very low figure. In the second half, we want to open our 20 stores, and as you can imagine, for profitability, I need a certain amount of stores and turnover. We have a overhead, and this overhead has to be divided into enough turnover on the store side. Therefore, due to the fact that we open now more stores in the second half and also in the first half of next year, they are already planned and a lot of contracts are already on the way, we expect a profitability, that was your question, EBITDA-wise, latest in 2019, and should be fully on the schedule for this one.
And what loss do you target in 2018? Because you were previously guiding for like up to 50% decrease in the loss.
Here we do expect, due to the higher loss in the first half, as I told you before, we had really to defend our market position. We had a little price war with some of our competitors. We expect now not a minus of 50%. I expect a minus of around 40% to the previous year.
Okay, thanks a lot. My second question is regarding hypermarkets. So looking at SG&A costs, you reported a 40 bips decrease of staff costs in the first half. So basically the question is, what was driving this this decline, and whether do you think that you know, cutting of staff may have resulted in, you know, lower quality of service and you know, lower like-for-like and customer appreciation?
Yes, we have this reduction in personal cost for 14 points, but it's not driven by just staff reduction. It was driven mostly by process optimization. That means it's connected with our centralization and supply chain strategy. We have a process of good delivery and then merchandising in our store go in different way. For this, simply we have a faster and better process, and that's the reason why we have. That mean we didn't reduce line staff, especially not in a position which are important for clients. Contra, we have reached to decrease our out-of-stock situation. That means quality of service inside the store is even better than before, not worse. Like-for-like numbers suffer because of cannibalization. First of all, now we have a lot of competition, new competition, and like I told you, when we check our core area, like St. Pete core business area, and if you will go in last couple months from end of April, you will see one graph when you check temperature development from end of April and hypermarket revenue for the weekend, then you will see some huge minus in, I call it, dacha categories, which suffer from end of April, unfortunately for us. Second part for real World Championship was not so positive. That means each day when was some interesting game, hypermarkets were quite empty, and then in these days was a significant minus for us. Now situation come better, and then trend in August is much better than last 3 months. That means especially June, July was not optimal. Also, May was not perfect. First 3 months was good. March was very good. But end of April, this trend was changed. Again, impact of competition, cannibalization is clear. Other things push this a little bit stronger, but it's not service level reason why we suffer in like. And again, personal cost reduction come from process optimization.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Marat Ibrahim from Gazprom Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you very much. I have one small question on foreign exchange loss in your P&L. It's more than doubled. What is related to? Is this related to the your inventory, which your direct import, which your cost of which increased in ruble terms?
Actually, the foreign exchange loss differs significantly because of prior year one-off item which was accounted in last year. So this year you can see a kind of normal figure, and the difference is because of last year one-off posting due to some audit adjustments.
Okay, also on effective interest rate, maybe you already announced this figure, I joined the call a bit later. What's your average cost of debt now, and how did it change year over year?
Actually, if we speak about new borrowings, currently we are able to attract money with a rate of less than 9. The latest one was around 8.5, 8.7. Of course, given current market situation, it could go a little bit up, but to what extent, it's currently we don't know. If you're speaking about effective interest rate, we have 9.1 now, and it decreased from 9.8 last year.
On your cost optimization, you did good progress in cutting personnel costs by 40 basis points, as you just mentioned. And this is not due to the reduction of wages, but to optimization of labor use. But what are the rooms where you can increase your efficiency? How do you see that? How do you see this?
You mean for next period?
Yes, sure.
We will continue with this process optimization. That means we are still in the period of implementation of new structure in headquarters is almost done. but the implementation of new structure, which is connected with process management, which we have now in the company, will deliver in the future again some potential for cost optimization, but not just in personal cost line. Also, it will be some advantage in logistic cost, how we use our logistic and in total transport and all other topics connected with logistic. There is some room in maintenance, of course, we have always, but some things are not connected just with our process. It's connected with the macroeconomic situation.
Okay, thank you. Can you say a few words about the current situation, current consumer demand? How do consumers feel themselves? I understand from other companies, from other retailers, that consumers remain very price sensitive, very rational. But in your case, did you see some change in this trend? Maybe again, they are ready to spend more on in hypermarkets. They are ready to spend more on food or something like that.
No, unfortunately, this trend was last year was positive, and our trend item per clients was positive in last 12 months. Just last 2-3 months, this trend is can I say on zero level. That mean price sensitivity is definitely is improved in the Russia, especially in some regions. If you speak about south and then east, then the reaction of promotion is stronger than in Moscow or northwest area. That's definitely, but also Moscow and St. Pete more and more focus on price. Like I told before on an operative call, we improve our promo share from 27-28%, and this is now stable number, but we don't want to push and we don't expect we will improve promo share. Just we must continue to fight not just with promo price, also we work on our price image with fixed sortiment. Like you know, we have best price guarantee, and in this best price guarantee, we have we have 4,000 important SKU in our sortiment for which we guarantee best price in the city, and that is also something what is important for our clients, not just promo management.
Just to clarify, Moscow and St. Pete residents are more price sensitive or less than regional ones?
Less price sensitive. They react less on promo management. Promo management share when we go in some more aggressive promotion, always is this reaction in south and east stronger than Moscow and St. Pete.
But that means that in Moscow and St. Pete you can afford lower share of promos. Am I right?
At the end, it's a little bit lower because, like I told you, they have a convenient clients is more important in comparison with regions in Moscow and St. Pete.
So the Moscow residents now appreciate convenience more than prices, right?
Not more. Price become number one driver for clients around Russia. Just when we speak about some top flop regions, then southeast react stronger on price. Mm-hmm. Than Moscow and Northwest. If we speak about 2-3 years ago, then was location driver number one for clients. Now become parallel with location also price. Just mm-hmm. just this location price is more important in the region.
And also, as far as I remember, as far as I know, one of your focus of your efforts in the last few years was changing the price image of OK chain. How do you measure that, and what progress have you achieved so far?
Yes, definitely. We took decision to change a little bit price image of OK. We will not give up from quality concept and from service quality, which we have, like our best evaluation from customer sides. We have some researching from agencies which show us our position in comparison with our direct competition. Still, we have better evaluation from customer sides for service, sortiment, choice, and quality. But still, we have some gap in comparison with Ashan in Lenta. For real, if we speak about price index, last more than 6 months, our price index is stronger than our competition. I will not tell names of competition, but for real, we have better price index. Just price index on the paper is for us to control the situation and to improve our efforts. Price perception of clients is true. When we speak about price perception, last research which we have is from May. It was delivered to us in June from GfK, and next will be next month in September. In this, our gap, for example, Lenta was 6 months before 52. We was 29, and now we are 45, and Lenta is 44. That means gap is less than before. We will continue definitely to work on our price image. I am sure in next 6 months we will come on a much better level than now.
And in this price image rank, who is your main competitors? Lenta, Ashan, I guess, right?
Lenta, Ashan are key competitors for us. First of all, our key region is St. Petersburg, Lenta in Moscow, definitely Ashan. Because price image of Ashan in Moscow is number one, price image of Lenta in St. Petersburg is still number one. But like I told you, we reduced this gap between us and competition in last 6 months in all area.
But in according, I apologize for that, but according to my experience, Ashan is not always the most price competitive. They are not offering lowest price at the market.
I agree with you, but just like I told you, true is perception of clients. Price index, when you speak what is on the paper, we have especially with promo, because Ashan play without leaflet, without promo, and then when we compare our promo price with regular price of Ashan, we are much better. But if you make research and if your clients will tell you they believe Ashan have better price, then that's true.
Yes, yes.
And we must work on price perception.
As far as I understand, it takes quite a lot of time to change the perception of clients, right?
That is hard way. This is hardest part of the job. It's easy to change price in the system and to have better price index on the paper. To prove this to clients, you must invest a lot of money, a lot of communication. You must repeat crazy leaflets a lot of times to repeat 50% promotion on fruits and veggies and peas like we do in last couple months, to repeat couple times again, and then they will start to accept us like a price leader in Russia also.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all from my side.
Welcome.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Alexei Skravopov from Prosperity. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. This is Alexei Krivoshapka from Prosperity. Can you comment about your expansion plans for the next 18 months in terms of the hypermarket pipeline as well as the DAF format?
So I can tell you first for hypermarkets expansion plan for next 18 months. That means in this year we will not have new opening of hypermarkets. For next year we have planned 2 to 4 store to like must be and then plus 2. For 2020 we try to prepare some new projects on which we work in last month, and then 2020 we expect a higher number, I can say 5 plus. For discount, I mean?
For discount, we plan next year around 30 to 35 openings, and as I told you, this year, for the next couple of months, we will open around 20 stores.
Okay. And do you plan to invest on the CapEx side anywhere else other than openings of hypermarkets and discount stores? Is there any kind of need for logistics or refurbishment? I mean, what is your CapEx program in kind of ruble terms for full year 18 and full year 19?
Yes, we have planned for next 18 months to invest also in renovation, modernization and optimization of our store. We work now also on logistic project in which we make analysis of development of our logistic network, and probably we will invest in next 18 months also in some new DC, which will be maybe south of Russia or rural area. I cannot tell you now exactly, just we are in the project. Plus, we have some investment in e-commerce. That is also in plan. We work, we continue to work on our e-commerce, which have good development. We have good numbers, and we will continue to invest. We work now on new concept, and then we will improve our investment in e-commerce definitely.
I see. May I ask you kind of from the perspective of mid-term margin evolution, if I recall correctly, I mean, when we met in Moscow maybe 3 or 4 months ago, you were quite positive about opportunity to increase sales densities in regions closer to Moscow levels and thus improve the margins. Do you still have the same view, or, I mean, has it changed?
No, it's not. To improve sales density is, like I told you, first of all, we must improve performance of our store. That means when we speak about productivity per square meter, is something what is important for us, like also second number I told you, is productivity per hour in the store, and that's the reason why we work on process management, but also this Blueprint store and Novocherkak store. If you check this store, this is very close to this compact hypermarket concept, which we will push in the future, and this store have much higher productivity per square meter than old-fashioned style of hypermarket with 10,000 square meters because of first of all, reduction of non-food sales area and new concept of non-food, which go more in direction of best sales category in standard assortment. Then we work stronger with seasonal area. We have always free season, one new season, one actual season, one season is on the exit. And then we have in-out area. This allowed us to use 20-25% of sales area for 15-17% of total revenue in non-food. Now we have 45% sales area for just 11% of revenue. That's been productivity on this part is definitely not optimal. That's the reason why we should continue with optimization of our stores, especially in regions, and then to improve our productivity per square meter.
I see. Can you share with us some results of that trial Familia project? I mean, in terms of impact on the stores where this was rolled out, I guess it's been quite some time, so probably you have some information about the impact of basically financial impact for the hypermarkets where it was done?
Yes, we have a couple of stores in pilot with Famila, but like I told you, it's not just Famila in this project. We have also other partners in our focus, and we prepare. We will continue with optimization in the store in which we have already project. We have improvement in EBITDA. P&L of this store is positive. Can I say we didn't lose footfall, we didn't lose revenue, but we improve EBITDA, profitability of store is better than before.
I see. Okay, thank you.
We will now take our next question from Andre Kreiglov from Sharebank. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hello, this is Andrei Krylov. I would like to ask, what is your current share of promo in discounters? It is my first question.
Our share of promo is a very low one. We somewhere between 10 and 12, 13%. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to increase because we don't see it's necessary. We have an everyday low price policy. Our normal shelf price has to be the lowest in discount, and therefore we do some promotion in fruit and veg. We do some in the regular assortment, especially with the brands we list, but normally not with our very low position private labels.
That's normal share for discount.
Thank you very much. And my second question is, what is the dynamic of online sales currently?
Plus 10%. When? The question is when? What period are you interested in?
I mean the second quarter. In the second quarter, 2018.
So approximately, the second quarter was approximately 12-13%. I'll come back to you with exact number after the call, okay?
Yes, thank you very much. That's it from me.
It appears there are no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the conference back to you.
The board wants to...
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for the call today. If you have any questions, we'll be able to ask to answer them anytime. And have a very pleasant evening. Goodbye.
This will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.